The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Third and long. Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got it! Touchdown! Mike Williams, the newest Steeler, scores!
All right, so Omar Khan already gets an A. A plus for what he did at the deadline. I mean, you give up a seventh round pick for Preston Smith, who makes one of the key plays of the game, the first play of the fourth quarter, and the Commanders are at the Steelers' 40-yard line. And if you get any kind of positive yards, their kicker's banging it from 55. And instead, he snuffs out the attempted throwback, 11-yard loss, and the Commanders are forced to punt. It keeps it a one-score game. So a seventh round pick to help win a game, already worth it. And then you give up a fifth round pick for Mike Williams, and all he does is come into the game and make the play of the game for on a play he never practiced that they were going to run to Calvin Austin. So A plus job for Omar Khan. Two players, you acquire them, they come in, and both of them have a huge impact on the game in terms of engineering victory.
And both of them have created depth, and you have two injuries at both, or you have an injury at both of those positions now. So both of those guys will probably be starters. Calvin Austin, I don't know if he's going to be out this week. He did get banged up, but if he is, you created depth with Mike Williams. He makes a significant play in the game. Now he'll be folded in as potential starter or the number three receiver. And then on defense, Alex Highsmith is going to be out. Don't know how long, but Preston Smith will be the starting outside backer. So yeah, you created that depth too.
I would think even if Herbig plays, I think you might see more Preston Smith in this game in particular, right?
Absolutely.
They're going to run the ball. They got Derrick Henry. I think you're going to see more prediction, more Preston Smith than Nick Herbig in this game.
No doubt.
Immediately, too. And I think the obvious question here is, I mean, and I think it's an obvious answer, too. Have we not seen enough already on one reception from Mike Williams to think before long he is going to be the Steelers' number two wide receiver?
Yes, because you threw the ball to Van Jefferson, what, 3-4 times, and two of those were maybe go routes. I know at least one of them was, and he couldn't even locate the football. And then you throw one to Mike Williams, and he scores a touchdown over the shoulder. Very tough catch.
That's what I was going to ask you at some point during the show today, and I'm happy you bring it up. Russ threw some bad balls in this game. Also, a couple that I know this isn't what happened. It wasn't the Dallas Cowboys game. It almost like they got it lost in the lights. Two times, one with Calvin Austin and one with Van Jefferson, where they're not even coming close to locating the football. And again, not perfect throws by Russ, but I feel like each of them had a chance to make a play on the ball, and neither of them did.
Mm-hmm.
It just looked bizarre.
I just don't think that either of those guys are outside receivers. I really don't think that. I think that Van Jefferson will move to the slot if Calvin Austin is out, and I think that he'll be better off like that. Like Allen Robinson a couple years ago, you know, he's that possession receiver. Like, Van Jefferson's not a go route guy. Calvin Austin's not a go route guy because of his size. He's running over routes and getting his speed and you know, beating guys with speed across the field. But so now if Austin is out, I think Van Jefferson does move down inside a little bit, and I think he's better as a receiver there. But he did lose the ball. Like, those were catchable balls, in my opinion.
I thought so. Uh-huh. Or at least balls where you would expect
a better attempt.
A better attempt, yeah. I think the running game was slow and plodding. And then eventually, in the fourth quarter, they broke Washington down. And Jalen Warren fumbled, and that's an issue with Jalen Warren. There's no doubt about that. As slippery as he can be, as physical as he can be, he puts the ball on the ground. It's why he is not the Steelers' number one running back. Najee Harris never puts the ball on the ground. All told, they wound up running for 140 yards. And then back to the passing game real quick. You know who showed up? Pat Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big third down catch and then had a touchdown.
Yep.
And the volume not quite there. Three receptions, 17 yards, but two of those catches were absolutely massive in this game. One thing that is evident is Darnell Washington still taking time to come around to be a well-rounded receiving guy. And I think Michael Pruitt is in that camp too. Like, they can catch the ball.
Yeah.
But twice we saw...
They weren't looking.
Yeah, they weren't looking. And Russ zips it in there. And you would expect better, I think, from both of those guys in those situations. So I do think a little unfair, although accurate, to say that Russell Wilson had a 50% completion percentage. There were more plays that could have been made for him out there.
Yes.
14 out of 28. You expected better from Calvin Austin. You expected better from Van Jefferson. You expected better from the tight ends a couple of times. And it could have been 17, 18 out of 28, which ain't great, but would have looked better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.